A baby in a pram in Bradford. Kulsuma Akhtar, who was 27, was attacked in the city centre on Saturday afternoon. Police launched a manhunt for Habiba Mifsud. A reporter, Fraser Maud, who's in Bradford, says the arrest was made more than 170 miles south in Aylesbury.
We knew that police were carrying out investigations in Burnley, in Oldham and in Chester, where they arrested a 23-year-old man on suspicion of assisting an offender. So the belief was that the search was being centred in the north and northwest of the country.
Former post office worker and long-term campaigner Alan Bates has arrived at the Horizon Inquiry, where he was met by reporters.
Going in. It's a bit chill, a bit damp.
Hello.
It's taken a while in coming, hasn't it? But we'll get there in the end.
Coming through.
He's giving evidence almost 4 years after the inquiry began as part of phases 5 and 6, which will see former post office bosses and Fujitsu staff appear. Doctors in Yemen say a humanitarian disaster resulting in starving children is worsening because of the war in Gaza. The country's Iran-backed Houthi rebels are targeting global shipping routes in support of Palestinians, pushing up food prices. The UK government has dropped its opposition to Russian and Belarusian athletes from competing as neutrals at this summer's Olympics and Paralympics in Paris. Each individual will also be vetted to make sure they don't support the war in Ukraine. And the increasing size of cars over the years means drivers apparently have just the length of a box of cornflakes to squeeze in and out of their seat when they're parked up. Insurers Churchill say fatter vehicles and smaller spaces are costing us nearly £500 million in damages each year. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much, Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And now the weather is taking a little bit of a nosedive. Yesterday was so nice, wasn't it? Now today's temperatures, let's have a look. Top temperature 11 degrees. You've just had a lot of rain. Should ease off though. Let's have a little look. Should ease off. About 30% chance of rain for the rest of the day, and that's going down to zero actually about 7 o'clock in the evening. So it should be a drier evening. Might get the odd rain shower, but it's a bit sporadic at the moment. Gusty winds and cloudy in Brentwood.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Wow, did you know it's 15 years since I've been on Twitter? Thought I just announced that. Well, they sent me a little thing to say, you've been on Twitter for 15 years. I was like, have I? Have I? You know what? I used to use it a lot. I do use it. Very sporadic. Very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting excellence for The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next 3 hours. You poor people. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. Who knows? I'll try and keep you entertained. Have a look at some news stories. Also, I've got some brand new music to play on the show today. They could be listening in right at this very moment. Who knows? Stephen Foster Pilkington going to be playing his brand new track. If he's listening. Oh, he might be listening. I think he might be there. Plus, we've got Awesomeosaurus. And loads more tracks as well on our fantastic new A-list. And we've also got a first play for Nick Dewitt as well. Little Things. That'll be coming up too. Got me coffee. Let me have a little sip. Now, today, do you know what? I found some low-fat biscuits in my bag, which is great. Because for some reason this morning, I cooked some sausages on Sunday. Oh, was it Saturday? Oh, dear. We're Tuesday, aren't we? Will they be all right? If I cook the sausages Saturday to have possibly Sunday, do you think they'd be fine? I don't know now. Yeah, they'd be all right, won't they? They've been cooked. They've been in the fridge. I don't know why I brought the sausages in with me, a bit of pickle on them. I don't know. No bread. I don't know why I did that. Because my indigestion's already started off, and if I have a sausage with some pickle, I don't know if it's going to make it better. I just thought, you know, eat protein rather than eating sweet stuff, but I don't know. I don't know if that's any good or not, really. The M25 at the moment, I travelled in this morning. I went off on the M25 down the A127 and then came off into Brentwood. So where there was a massive, massive traffic jam there about, I'd say about 10 minutes, 15 minutes ago. It's not showing up here, but it's not showing up on my list, but just be careful around that coming off at Brook Street roundabout because there was a massive traffic jam. I think they might have just mentioned something on the news, but just be aware. Ah, starting off the show with a couple of sneezes. There we go. Didn't want to do that down the mic. Trying to be polite. So you got me for the next 3 hours. We're going to have some funny stories. See what's going on in the world. See if we can get something nice and jolly for this Tuesday. I just hope that we're going to get some really nice sunshine because this weather is beginning to get on my nerves. I could use other words, but I'd be taken off air. But you know what I mean? We need the sunshine. I drove in this morning and as I was driving along, I was listening to Coldplay actually. because I used to listen to Coldplay years ago. And, I used to, the particular album, Parachutes, was an album that I just played over and over. And I used to go to Yorkshire quite a bit at the time and backwards and forwards up to Sheffield. And I just remember having that on cassette in the car when it came out. And if you know what a cassette is, look it up. And I used to play it all the time. And it's weird with music. It just brings you back to that moment of how you felt. And I was coming in this morning, I was like, gosh, I feel a bit depressed. What's going on? Why am I here? What am I doing? That was, it was Sparks. Then I saw Sparks, and I love that song. And I might play it later, but it was just, you know, I was like, oh my God, turn that off. You've got to get in and jolly yourself up for the radio show. It's a good song, though. Good album. And it's one of those albums that you put on, you can listen from start to finish, and it's just fantastic tracks. I think there's the one that goes, in the haze, in the smoky haze, I'll be something, 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 loving you always, always. It's like that. Sorry about that voice. Very croaky. Well, he was singing it like that, Chris Martin. In the haze, in the smoky haze. It's lovely. It's only about 20 seconds long. I used to like that song. I'll be loving you always. Oh, never mind. 7. If you want to get in contact with me, you can. I'm asking the very, very, very important question. Okay? Very important question this morning about are you a tea or coffee drinker? Or I do know a few people that don't drink tea or coffee. And I know somebody else that doesn't drink any water. They have tea and coffee, but don't drink water. So what do you prefer rather than the other? Because I started off as a tea drinker at home. Then I went to drinking coffee when I went to work in London. Then I went back to tea for years and didn't really like coffee. Then went back to drinking coffee and then went back to having tea for years. And now I'm back on the coffee. I can have a tea and I enjoy it, but I mostly drink coffee. So let me know, are you a tea or coffee drinker? Or are you one of those people that doesn't drink anything? I just received a message from Stephen Foster Pilkington. Yes, listening loud and clear, Michelle. You're doing a gig on Friday, aren't you? I think he's at Hotbox Live Events. You can catch him live on Friday. In fact, let me just go through my list. Yeah, it takes me a while to go through my list because it's such bad eyesight. Now, if you want to catch Stephen Foster Pilkington, you can do this Friday at Hotbox. It's a fantastic venue in Chelmsford. We've spoken to quite a bit, and also Martin Jeffries as well, MJ Media. So here we go. This is Stephen Foster Pilkington, Can't Run Away From Myself.
I can't run away from myself. Wish I could be somebody else. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, I can't run away from myself. Here I go from town to town. Will I ever settle down? Tell me what I'm running from. Tell me just before I'm gone what it is I'm looking for. If I find it, will I still want more? Because I can't run away from myself. Wish I could be somebody else.
I'm liking that. We'll be playing that again. That Stephen Foster Pilkington.
Because it's radio and it's local.
Something about you, baby, so right. We're only human after all.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Leonino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive menu hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Just having a little look through the papers. Oh, is it anything? I mean, come on. Kathleen Turner. I love Kathleen Turner. I watched Romance in the Stone probably about 4 weeks ago. I love it with Michael Douglas. It's a really good film. It kind of got a little bit overshadowed, I think, because you had Harrison Ford Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's kind of similar time. It might actually be about a year after. I can't remember the release dates. But I really like Romance in the Stone, and also the other one, Something on the Nile, was. I liked them, and she was great in those. And also, she was in a film with Steve Martin, which I haven't seen for years, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm going to have to look it up. But she was absolutely incredible in it. Steve Martin and yes, Kathleen Turner. Anyway, I like Kathleen Turner, and she's starring in lots of other stuff as well. She's been recently in a series with Michael Douglas, again, the comedy series, which I can't remember the name of, but it was very, very good. Skaminsky Method? Something like that. It was very, very funny, very dry humour, and I really enjoyed it. Day's age is not really very old, but anyway, and they photographed her in Manhattan, and wow, do you know what, she doesn't look the same as she did when she was in her early 20s. Shock horror. who writes these articles? She looked a far cry from her 80s heyday. Well, yeah, so would you. I want to see the page. You know what? I think when people write articles like that, there could be a great big picture of their face on a full-length shot of their body. So you can go, right, okay. I don't know. You know, there is no shame in people getting older. What is this thing? You get older. That's it. If you're lucky. Having lost friends in their 40s, you know, you're lucky if you do. So be grateful. I just think that when they take pictures at the start and they try and get them looking their worst they can look, and Kathleen Turner has had some health problems as well, a lot of health problems, which she's talked about. She's walking along, minds her own business, and they've got a picture of her now, where she's walking with a stick, and a picture of her when in the 1980s. Yeah, exactly. Put a picture of you up from years ago. We were different. In her day, she was absolutely incredibly good looking. And so was Michael Douglas. But Michael Douglas is about... Nobody says anything about him. He's nearly 80. And he's married to Catherine Zeta-Jones. They've been married for years, haven't they? But nobody says much about him. She looks fantastic, and she's a great actress as well. But, yeah, I love the way that they put these things in the papers. It doesn't look the same as she did. She was in a film called Body Heat as well. That was the film. Yeah. I don't know why, you know. She's had severe rheumatoid arthritis for many years, and she was in a wheelchair, but she's doing much better. She's got a stick at the moment. She's got a lot of chronic pain, which is very unpleasant. So there we go. Yeah, don't knock her. I like her. I'd love to interview her. She'd be absolutely raucous. Love her. 10:23, you're listening to Michelle Ward moaning on already, and loads of you got in contact about tea and coffee. I knew I'd catch your attention with whether you drink tea or coffee or you don't drink anything. Got loads of replies, so we'll find out what your favourite or non-favourite is. Non-favourite, is that a word? I don't know. I might have a sausage in a minute. I don't know. I put two sausages in, didn't I, with a pickle, which I put in the fridge. I might take them home again. They could be. Well, I cooked them on Saturdays. You sure think they'd be all right? Keep saying that. No, none of you saying yes, eat them, Michelle, just go for it. Yeah. I don't know. There is a little bit of news, actually, I saw about Spain yesterday. I'm going to dig up the story. It's about if you're planning anytime soon on moving to Spain, it might not be as easy as it previously has been. Here's Ray with Rupert.
I'm gonna tell you how I feel.
Woo! If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer. Old school, I like. Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
What I need is the kind of love. If I really wanted to.
Baby, would you? Could you make it all right? Or maybe that much better. If you wanted, you could make it all worth it, worth it, worth it. When I see the eyes of you, you're gonna make it all worth it. The night
making me cry.
My soul is with the side.
Feel my body shut up in your corner. You have to turn it right now.
So self-residential. Baby, for you got so much potential.
I could love you.
Baby, would you? Baby, would you?
Vocals. Oh, I'm loving that. That is Ray. Oh, I like that. Worth it. Yeah, she definitely is.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the roads for you. Now, earlier there was problems on the M25. It doesn't look like it's there now, but it was horrendous. But Brook Street roundabout is looking not too bad. If it isn't and you're in the traffic, please let me know. 01277 203032. That's Brentwood 203032. The A1023 heading down to Wilson's Corner is not too bad. You do have some roadworks around the area. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Priest Lane. That's both ways at St Andrew's Place. And also near King George's Playing Fields, the avenue both ways from Thornton Country Park to Ingrave Road. Two-way temporary traffic signals. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run coming back through the tunnel. A little bit busy. Up to the M11 in both directions on the M25 is fine. You've also got temporary traffic signals on the A1023 Chelmsford Road around Alexander Lane, and the A12 is running smoothly at the moment. Still the ongoing roadworks, junction 13 to 16 in both directions. There'll be some nighttime closures and a contraflow. A few months' time, I won't have to keep mentioning that. Now, I played this out. I'm so glad it's on the A-list. It's by a band called Barbara, and this is called Mein Fräulein. They're currently supporting Paul Weller on tour.
But it's the first thing you love, thing you notice. Knee-length socks are laid up, holes, and feeling the flames of her dislike. Desert, sleeping in late, telling all of our slaves, breakfast in bed, offers her a glass of German wine. I'm sorry, my dear, it's a little early for me. Apologies, I'm knocking on Bavarian time.
In the evening, she taught him to dance.
Little frown.
bird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
To see
all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Fly into the light of a dark land. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Learn to fly, learn to fly.
All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Oh, wow. I just absolutely love that. First heard it on Bob Simpson's show last Wednesday, and I've also heard the track Bodyguard. I'm hoping to play that a little bit later. I've not got it on the system, but I really, really like it. That is Beyoncé's version of Beatles' Blackbird, which is a classic. It's one of my favourite tracks, actually. That version is just like, oh, when she, you ever go shivery? Do you ever get that with a song? You go shivery. I just think it's beautiful. There we go. Sausages, once cooked in the fridge, I'd say a max of 3 days. Oh, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So does that mean it's all right then? I'm going to go by your standards, Rob. I can just put them in the bin. I'm a bit scared now. They've been in the fridge. I think I cooked them Saturday. Did I cook them on Sunday? I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I did. I don't know if I cooked them on Saturday. Or did I cook them on Sunday? I might have cooked them on Sunday. Possibly. I don't know. Yeah, I think I might have cooked them on Sunday morning for a sandwich. And then I went, actually, no, not fussed. Eat them today. I will try. I'm not having now. I think I'll wait till I get home. I've got a bit of old bread that's been in there for about 5 days. I'll have a sandwich when I get in. Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Rob is doesn't work in the food industry, but I do trust him. I do trust him, he knows. Give us all a laugh. We'll stay tuned in until 1 p.m. No, because you know if I eat a sausage now, at 10:30, half past 11 after, then by 12:30, if there's something wrong with them, I shall be sick before 1 o'clock. And that's not a laugh. How cruel. How cruel. It is Ollie Alexander on Eurovision this year with Dizzy.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin me? Till the moment never.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. For pleasure and profit.
Now, what is going on this Friday, the 12th? You've got the Big Cheese Comedy Night. That's Billericay Town FC. The new lodge last month was an absolute sellout. Everybody said how fantastic it is. £15 on the night. Performances from Fiona Allen, Mika Hall, Louis McLean, and the evening's host is Josh James. If you fancy getting out, a great night of fun. Down there Friday the 12th of April, and that's at Billericay Town FC. Best thing to do, look at our website under the events guide, and all the links are there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. Stay tuned.
I didn't think you would understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't want to tiptoe, but I don't want to hide. Monster, I just wanna let this story die. You come to your to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Cheer, 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 cheer.
Wow. What's happened there? Oh, dear. There we go. That's still going, is it? Yeah, it is. I only thought that could happen on a record. No, no, let's turn that down. We won't be playing that one anymore. moving swiftly on. I'm sat here. I've not gone for the travelling sausages yet. They're still in the fridge. I think they're going to call them the travelling sausages. They've come into work with me, gone straight in the fridge, and they will remain there. No, that's not a CD. Somebody's saying, is that the CD stuck? No, it was that track, which I don't think the system liked. So it stopped playing it. We'll see if it's going to play this one. Well, it seems to like this one. Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is Jamming. Oh, yeah. Jamming the Fisher rework. Music. This is Map of Autumn, and this is called One Blue, One Green. You run so free.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.